Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I am coming to you live from my job's parking lot, where I spent the majority of this day from the time of 3 up until now, which is midnight. For the first 2 hours of the Eagles 49ers game, I sat in my job's TV watching area and I watched as the Eagles took on the San Francisco 49ers. And then for the rest of the game, I spent it working and checking the game whenever I could. And ladies and gentlemen, I just have one thing to ask. What more do you want from us? What more do the Eagles have to do to get respect? We beat the team that everybody said was the most complete, balanced team in the league, with the best defense, with great weapons, with a system that gives other teams fits, with a defense that shuts down and chokes out other teams, a defense that you can't run on, a defense that makes you throw the ball and then destroys you with its defensive line when you try. We took on that team and we beat them 31-7. Now, I know there are people that'll say, oh, well, Brock Purdy went down. And then the backup quarterback also went down, so they had to put a compromise Brock Purdy back in. Okay. Yes. The defense had to deal with a compromised Brock Purdy. But before he was compromised, they made him fumble the ball. And as far as the backup's concerned, before the backup got injured, he fumbled a snap, which gave the Eagles the ball back again. So that's one forced fumble and one unforced fumble, both of which happened before the quarterbacks were compromised. Now let's move aside from that for a minute. Brock Purdy doesn't play defense. Brock Purdy only plays offense. Meaning, Brock Purdy didn't affect the fact that the 49er defense was unable to stop the Eagles' offense from scoring. Brock Purdy didn't give up 3 rushing touchdowns. Brock Purdy didn't get frustrated because he couldn't stop the Eagles' offense and started committing penalty after penalty. Brock Purdy didn't commit a roughing the passer call when Jalen was out of bounds. Brock Purdy also didn't make Trent Williams fucking slam a defensive player to the ground out of frustration for how the game is going. These are not things that were caused by Brock Purdy being injured. Brock Purdy didn't make the defense not hold up. Yes, I get it that the offense didn't exactly help the defense by keeping the defense off the field. But there were times during the regular season when the Eagles' offense weren't helping their defense to not be on the field. And the Eagles' defense had to sit there and they had to keep holding and holding and holding until the offense figured something out. And this game was a game where the 49ers could not do that. The 49ers' defense could not hold long enough for their offense to find a way to get it together. I talked with Alphonsus about this in the previous recording, and I said that this game was going to be determined by if San Francisco could find a way to hold the Eagles down and then choke them out slowly by running the ball and playing boring offense, I am still wound the fuck up. And it didn't work. San Francisco could not keep us down. Yes, Jalen only completed 15 passes and he didn't throw for a lot, but he didn't have to. We were able to run the ball. We were able to take advantage of turnovers. We were able to do things that put us in a better position to win this game. And yes, some of it was luck. Some of it was injuries. But good teams find ways to win games. I really want to know where the excuses are going to come. I'm not saying we're the best team in the league. Best team in the league will be determined at the Super Bowl. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is that the Eagles were and are the best team in the NFC. I don't know what more people need to see. I know a lot of people are going to point to the injuries that happened in this game and try to blame them for why the Eagles won. But guess what? That shit don't work. If you want to say that the 49ers only lost because of the injuries and the 49ers would have won if Purdy didn't get injured, then okay, let's just apply that blanket-ass logic to every game that happened. Let's take back those two Eagle losses late in the season when Jalen was injured. The Eagles wouldn't have lost if Jalen played. Let's take back whatever losses the Cowboys had when Dak was out. Cowboys probably wouldn't have lost if Dak played. You can't just do that. Football is next man up. It's always find a way to win. You have to try to find a way to win despite your injuries. And that just didn't happen tonight. And even if Purdy was there, Purdy can't play defense for them. We ran the ball on the 49ers and had success doing it. Brock Purdy being in the game wouldn't have made that stop. Brock Purdy being in the game wouldn't have made it so that Christian McCaffrey was able to run more and do more running and successful running. Because we stopped Christian McCaffrey for the most part. He had that one good drive, but for the most part, we kept him down. Deebo Samuels was kept down. George Kittle, for the most part, was kept down. We didn't allow them to do things that they normally do, and that's what caused them to lose. Yes, Purdy being injured didn't help them. But they are already in a bad spot because we weren't letting them do the things that they normally do. I just want my team to finally get the respect they deserve. We are the NFC champions. By virtue of that title alone, we are the best team in the NFC. I don't want to hear no more. I don't want to hear none of this shit anymore. About, oh, the Eagles ain't playing nobody. We played everybody. We played everybody of note in the conference. Let's take a fucking look. NFC East, we beat everybody in our division at least once. NFC South, we not even going to talk about it because the NFC South was a fucking mess. Dallas obliterated Tampa Bay, and Tampa Bay were the fucking champs of that division. We lost to the Saints with Gardner Minshew. But that was it. Division's not really worth talking about. That was the only loss there. And the Saints didn't make the playoffs. So we're going to give that a pass. Yeah, we'll take that. I'll take that L. Okay. But they didn't come out of their division. So were they really a good team or did they just catch us on a bad day? NFC North, we beat everybody in that division. Took down Minnesota. Took down Aaron Rodgers, took down the Bears, took down the Lions, who, might I add, beat Aaron Rodgers twice. Go out to the NFC West. Yeah, the only team we played out there was the Cardinals. But other than them, the only team worth mentioning that we didn't beat was the Seahawks, who got beat by the 49ers, who we beat today. So by transitive property, we beat the Seahawks. And that's not even bringing up the fact that we beat the Giants three times. We beat the Giants handedly three times. Does that count for nothing? The red hot Giants that everybody thought were going to surprise people and make a run? And then tonight, we beat the 49ers, who I believe Brock Purdy was on a 7-game win streak up to this point. And I think the team as a whole was on like a 12-game win streak or something fucking insane. But you're going to sit there and tell me that you still going to find reasons to say that we weren't the best? That we just took advantage of a weak conference? All right, if the conference is weak, then guess what? We the best motherfuckers in a weak conference. That still means we the best in the conference. That still means we're better than 15 other teams. Why can't we have this? Why did it take up until this point to, like, people aren't going to admit it. I'm not expecting anybody to admit it. Even with me saying this and talking like I want people to give us our flowers, I know they're not going to. They're going to find any and every reason to not give us our flowers. But I just don't understand how we are at a point where the Eagles are going to the Super Bowl and we're going to play the Chiefs. And big ups to the Chiefs. Congrats on making it. It's going to be Andy Reid versus his former team. I'm fucking excited. I feel bad for Joe Burrow and the Bengals. It's just a really unfortunate call. It was the right call, but a really unfortunate roughing the passer call basically snatched their season away from them. Hopefully the Bengals will be back. Me and Alfonso just talked about it. They're a good team. I really hope they don't have to blow it up because of money. But why did it take up until we are one of the two teams left for it to be set up to a point where people can't find an excuse? Where else are you going to turn to find an excuse for why the Eagles aren't the best team in the NFC? I'm not saying in the NFL. I'm just saying in the NFC. If you want to argue that the Chiefs are better than us, okay, that argument can be made. If you want to argue that the Bengals are better than us, I feel like that could be made, because you take away that call at the end of that game and maybe we're facing the Bengals instead of facing the Chiefs. You want to say that the Bills could have been better than us? You want to make that argument, then you have to explain to me why the Bills can't get through the Bengals. But I'm not saying that the Eagles are the best team in the NFL. Just like I said in my recording with Alfonso, I'm going to let the team do the talking on that. I'm going to let the team go out and prove if they are the best team in the NFL. If they can win the Super Bowl, then they will be the best team in the NFL for the 2022-2023 season. But that's not what I'm saying. All I am saying is that in 2022-2023, the Philadelphia Eagles, the NFC East champions, and the now NFC champions were the best team in the NFC from start to finish. How it went so long without people being forced to acknowledge it. There was a point where we had 13 wins and less than 2 losses. There was a point where we were 13-3 and then got to 14-3. And I bring up the 13-3 because that would be the record that you could look back on past seasons and say this team was the best. Because a 13-3 record, that's nothing. There are teams that were good in past seasons that lost to bad teams. They just got caught on a bad day, or they overlooked them, or whatever. But there were teams that lost to teams that were lesser than them. And then those teams went on to win conference championships and went on to win Super Bowls. There's only been one team that went undefeated from beginning of season to Super Bowl. One team. The Tom Brady dynasty Patriots didn't make it through an entire season without taking some losses. And all of those losses weren't to teams that were like on par with them. Every team takes L's. But why was it that we weren't the I'm going to dive into it with Alphonsus. We're going to dive into it because there ain't going to be shit else to talk about. We got two games to talk about that just happened tonight, and we got one game coming up in 2 weeks to talk about. So it's not like me and Alphonsus really got much else to talk about. So we're going to talk about why the Eagles are disrespected, and we're also kind of going to talk about the Chiefs because I feel like the Chiefs are slightly overlooked too. But there are definitely some Super Bowl winning teams who went on to be the best and that people looked at as the best that had some suspicious losses. But nobody ever talked about them as not being the best. Especially not for as long as the Eagles have been talked about not being the best. We've been talked about not being the best from way back when we had 5 wins and no losses. And it just continued. Who do they play? They're not as good as their record says they are. Oh, we'll see what happens in December. This is what happened in December. This is what happened in January. And now we're going to see what happens in February. But as of right here and now, the NFC champion Eagles are the best team in the conference. They've beaten everybody on their schedule. They beat every playoff opponent they had. I'll say it again. They beat the Red Hot Giants. They beat the 49ers, who were coming in as the only other defense that was top 5 left. They beat everyone they needed to beat. They beat everyone they needed to make it to the Super Bowl. And I think it's about damn time that everybody just acknowledge us. We are representing our conference on the biggest stage in professional football. And if that doesn't mean that we are the best in the division, then conference, division, both, just what else does it mean? What more do we have to do? If we beat the Chiefs, will we be the best in the conference? If we beat the Chiefs, will we be the best in the NFL? Will beating them be enough for people to give us that crown? Or do we have to take the team internationally and go face teams in England and Germany and France and Japan and fucking Egypt, Nigeria, wherever the fuck they got American football teams? Are we going to have to go and face them before we get acknowledgement? This was originally just going to be a recording of me being hype and me being excited and me being happy, but the Twitter post from non-Eagles fans and the motherfuckers on TV and the sports talk people, both on the radio and that were posted on Twitter, just not owning what really happened, which was that the Eagles beat the 49ers. That we made their defense look like it wasn't top 5. That we made their defense look like they weren't a top run-stopping team. Yes, it took until the second half, but still, that's not the point. Second half is where you make adjustments, and you have to respond to the other team's adjustments, and the 49ers didn't do that well enough. I'm looking forward to the Super Bowl. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure I'm not at work when it happens, because I want to be able to sit back and enjoy the game. Win or loss, I'm proud of my fucking team. We fought, we battled, and now we're going to the fucking dance. Where's everybody else at that was supposed to be at the dance? Aaron Rodgers told people to relax. Don't worry. I got this. They ain't even make the playoffs. Minnesota was second in the conference for so long. Got fucking taken out. Wild card round. Didn't even make it past the Giants. Couldn't beat the 6th seed. Seattle was supposed to do something, make some noise. They were supposed to be the dark horse of the fucking playoffs. They got taken out by the 49ers first round. Just couldn't get past the division. Tom Brady. People were saying, oh, all Tom Brady needs is to get in. He just needs to get into the dance. And then Tom Brady gonna be Tom Brady. Got beat the fuck up by Dallas. Embarrassed. The Giants were supposed to make noise. They were supposed to do something. People were saying they might upset us. It's hard to beat a team three times in a row. We made it look pretty fucking easy. And then you got Dallas. All this talent. All this money. America's team. Jerry World. They got choked out by the 49ers. They couldn't get past it. Yeah, Tony Pollard went down, but you still got Zeke. You still got CeeDee. They have weapons that they can use. But they just couldn't get past the 49ers. They lost 19-12, some shit like that. And then the 49ers just couldn't. They couldn't stop our offense and they couldn't stop our offense and their offense couldn't survive the injuries. I wish Brock Purdy all the best. He's played his fucking heart out every game he's been in there. Originally they thought it was an elbow, but then they came back and said it was nerve, like a nerve in his arm that got fucked up. I genuinely felt bad when I heard that. Like, you don't ever... You can heal from, like, a bruised elbow or some shit like that. But nerve damage? Sometimes you take nerve damage and you're just done. That's just it. So I really hope that he gets the MRI or whatever the fuck they gotta do. And that he's gonna be able to recover from this and get back to playing football at the level he was playing. Because that man can ball. I really want him to fight for that starting job in San Francisco. I think he can pull it off. I think he can be that guy. At this point, Trey Lance shouldn't be able to just take that job for free. Trey Lance should have to work for that shit after all the work Brock Purdy put in this season. But we're the last team remaining in the NFC. We deserve to have people finally talk about us with the respect that you would any other team that's going to the Super Bowl. You know how many flukes have to happen for a team to luck its way into the Super Bowl? Do you know how ridiculous it would be for us to have lucked our way into a Super Bowl? We lucked our way into a number one seed. 17 games, we locked our way through. We locked our way into 14 wins. We locked our way into a division round win. We locked our way through an NFC championship. Do you know how stupid that sounds? And if it's a matter of saying that the other teams weren't talented enough, how is that our fault? It's our fault that the other teams aren't good enough to win. It's our fault that the other teams didn't have the talent. It's our fault that the other teams couldn't come up with a strategy to put themselves in a position to win. It's our fault that we found ways to win, that we found ways to shut down other teams, that we found ways to make a way when there shouldn't have been a way. That's ridiculous, man. Absolutely fucking ridiculous. Give us our credit, man. Philadelphia Eagles, number one team in the NFC, best team in the NFC for the 2022-2023 season. We will be your reigning defending NFC champions. NFC East teams, we are your reigning defending NFC East champions. Thank you. I am going to be a fucking villain for the next 2 weeks. I'm not talking shit about the Chiefs. I'm not talking shit in regards to the Super Bowl. I am going to just be a complete insufferable villain about how the Eagles are better than everybody in the NFC, because I don't think you can fucking deny it anymore, and I'm gonna shove it in everybody's face up until, you know what, I'll cut it back. I will stop being an insufferable ass the Friday before the Super Bowl. Out of respect for that game, and out of respect for Pat Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and Andy Reid. But until that time comes, y'all gonna have to deal with me posting all kinds of shit about the Eagles and being better than the NFC and the fact that we beat everybody in the NFC. Y'all gonna see shit about the Cowboys and the Giants and the 49ers and the Vikings and Eric. Ain't nobody in the NFC safe. Ain't nobody we beat this season safe. That's all. I can't. If I go on any further, I'm gonna be beating a dead horse. Expect a full video. Video. This isn't a video? Why do I keep doing that? Expect a full J-Pop Jewels versus the Blitz, featuring Alphonsus, of course, sometime this week. I'ma go home. I've been in this parking lot for an extra half hour longer than I needed to be. Congrats to my Eagles. Y'all played a hell of a game. You've had a hell of a season. If you choose to relax for a few days, you've earned it. If you choose to take a day off and then get back to work, do you, man. Get ready. Do what you need to do. Keep your routine up. But try to take at least a day to just soak this in, because this is a spot where a lot of people don't get to. A lot of teams don't get to be conference champion. A lot of teams don't get to go to the Super Bowl. There are teams to this day that haven't been to a Super Bowl. Soak this in a little bit. The fight's not over. The journey's not over. The destination wasn't here. The destination was the Super Bowl. But enjoy the journey a little bit. Just a little bit. Enjoy the journey just enough to make you salivate for the destination. And just know that Philadelphia is proud of y'all. Your fans are proud of you. Your families are proud of you. Everybody is proud. And everybody is pulling for you. And fuck the haters. The haters gonna hate. Let them hate. They team sitting at home on the fucking couch. Micah Parsons out here talking shit about, oh, Eagles don't want to tackle. Bitch, sit your ass at home. You lost to this team already. You couldn't stop their quarterback. Sit down and shut up. Philadelphia Eagles, you guys deserve this win. You deserve to be in the Super Bowl. You deserve just so much credit and adoration and kudos that you're not getting, because I don't even know why. But you deserve it. And I hope that at some point the non-Eagles fans will finally admit how good we were this season. But that's all I gotta say. Congrats to the NFC champion Philadelphia Eagles. Congrats to the AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs. 2 weeks from now, 6:30, Super Bowl, Arizona. Call it what you want. The Andy Reid Bowl, the Kelce Bowl. It's going to be fucking wild. I'll catch y'all later.